Big band leader and trumpeter Gerald Wilson is one of the jazz world's great living treasures. And at a sprightly 87 years old, he's still swinging like mad.
Back now with Day to Day and musical contributor David Watts.
Gerald Wilson has a new album out entitled In My Time, and is also leading the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra for three nights this month at the Rose Theater in New York City. Wilson, a Mississippi native, is known for his longtime residency on the West Coast. He may not be a household name like Count Basie or Duke Ellington, but he's been in the vanguard of big band arrangers and composers since leaving the Jimmy Lunsford Band, which he joined in 1939 at the age of 21. He organized his first ensemble in 1944 and began demonstrating his abilities as a propulsive post-Basie orchestrator. Then he did the unlikely thing at the height of his success, and to the chagrin of his booking agent, he left the road behind and delved into deeper study of harmony and orchestration, relocating to Los Angeles and absorbing the local sounds of the Latino music scene, as well as working as an arranger for the likes of Basie and Dizzy Gillespie. In the 50s, he provided musical settings for the vocals of Bobby Darin, Sarah Vaughan, and Ray Charles. Do you know that? Following the lead of Benny Carter, his close friend and colleague, Wilson also helped to break the color line in Hollywood, scoring Otto Preminger's Anatomy of a Murder, as well as musical directing Red Fox's Sanford and Son. But commercial success only meant more time for study, and Wilson then delved into classical music, absorbing the work of Stravinsky and Ravel, as well as Villa-Lobos and Rodrigo. The latter influences led him to compose songs like Viva Tirado, which became a top 40 cover by El Chicano and was later sampled by Latino rapper Kid Frost. Here's Wilson's original version. From the nightclubs to the concert halls, Wilson has always concealed his scholarship under a bubbling rhythmic surface. Though he had large-scale works commissioned by the LA Philharmonic and the Monterey Jazz Festival, he's never forgotten his roots in the language established by Louis Armstrong and Fletcher Henderson. "I want my music to swing in any tempo, even the ballads," he has said. "After all, this is jazz, and everything must swing."
Our reviewer, David Was, Gerald Wilson is performing with his orchestra tomorrow through Saturday in New York as part of the Jazz at Lincoln Center series.